Chapter 24. Orders or tickets to look on, appeared to feel that he was a part of the institution, and was responsible for its preserving a becoming character, and appearing to the best advantage. That these visitors to, whatever their station, were not without some refinement of taste and appreciation of intellectual gifts, and gratitude to those men who, by the peaceful exercise of great abilities, shed new charms and associations upon the homes of their countrymen, and elevate their character in other lands, was most earnestly testified by their reception of Washington Irving, my dear friend, who had recently been appointed minister at the court of Spain, and who was among them that night, in his new character, for the first and last time, before going abroad. I sincerely believe that in all the madness of American politics, few public men would have been so earnestly, devotedly, and affectionately caressed, as this most charming writer. And I have seldom respected a public assembly more than I did this eager throng, when I saw them turning with one mind from noisy orators and officers of state, and flocking with a generous and honest impulse round the man of quiet pursuits, proud in his promotion as reflecting back upon their country, and grateful to him with their whole hearts for the store of graceful fancies he had poured out among them. Long may he dispense such treasures with unsparing hand, and long may they remember him as worthily. *** The term we had assigned for the duration of our stay in Washington was now at an end, and we were to begin to travel, for the railroad distances we had traversed yet, in journeying among these older towns, are on that great continent looked upon as nothing. I had at first intended going south to Charleston. But when I came to consider the length of time which this journey would occupy, and the premature heat of the season, which even at Washington, had been often very trying, and weighed moreover, in my own mind, the pain of living in the constant contemplation of slavery, against the more than doubtful chances of my ever seeing it, in the time I had to spare, stripped of the disguises in which it would certainly be dressed, and so adding any item to the host of facts already heaped together on the subject, I began to listen to old whisperings which had often been present to me at home in England, when I little thought of ever being here, and to dream again of cities growing up, like palaces in fairy tales, among the wilds and forests of the West. The advice I received in most quarters, when I began to yield to my desire of traveling towards that point of the compass was, according to custom, sufficiently cheerless. My companion being threatened with more perils, dangers, and discomforts, than I can remember, or would catalogue if I could, but of which it will be sufficient to remark that blowings up in steamboats, and breakings down in coaches were among the least. But, having a western route sketched out for me by the best and kindest authority to which I could have resorted, and putting no great faith in these discouragements, I soon determined on my plan of action. This was to travel south, only to Richmond in Virginia, and then to turn, and shape our course for the far west, whither I beseech the reader's company, in a new chapter. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.